Hey, it's Chuck Armstrong with Loudwire Nights, and this is Loudwire Nights On Demand. It was great welcoming Dusty Slay back to the show to talk about his latest stand-up special, Wet Heat, out now on Netflix. This first aired on Wednesday, September 3rd. Let's go. I always love welcoming comedians to the show. I think there's such a great connection for rock fans that we have with comedy. And there's major similarities in the way we all connect to comedy, the way we connect to rock and roll. And so I'm beyond excited to welcome back to Loudwire Nights the great Dusty Slay. Dusty, thank you so much for being here, man.
All right. Thanks for having me. We're having a good time.
We're always having a good time, man. So listen, right out of the gate, congrats on your latest special, Wet Heat, out now on Netflix. How's it feel, man, to be celebrating another special?
Well, it feels good. It feels really good to have two, right? Because one feels good because you're like, all right, I got a Netflix special. And two feels like, okay, the first one wasn't a fluke, right?
That's right.
We took it. Netflix, as far as they're like, we took a chance and it performed well. And now we're excited to do it again. So, and you know, the thing about it is Netflix didn't offer me like a two special deal. They bought my first one. I took a chance. I filmed it. They bought it. And then the same thing again. I filmed my own special and I pitched it to Netflix and they bought it. So
yeah, that's amazing, man. Well, and you talk about that first special, Working Man. I mean, you said it worked. I mean, it worked, man. It debuted at number 3 on the top TV shows in America on Netflix. When something like that comes out, like an accolade like that, what runs through your head?
Well, it's just exciting. You know, I feel like people are supporting me. People like what I'm doing and they're supporting me. And then I also think, well, there's that, but then it's got to be, you know, just people that don't know me are watching it. And that just feels good because, you know, I don't want anything out of this other than, you know, for people to enjoy what I'm doing, watch what I'm putting out and come see me do comedy. You know, comedy's not a launch pad for me to do other things. Comedy is what I want to do.
And has that always been sort of your mindset with comedy that's it? That's who you are. That's what you want to do.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people, not everybody, but I think a lot of comics, they get into comedy and they hope that, it will take them into acting or, you know, movies or TV, something like that. But for me, it's always been, I want to do comedy. If you see me on a movie or you see me on TV, it's just me going, all right, hopefully if I do this, it will help me broaden my audience for stand-up comedy.
Yeah, no, that makes sense, man. Well, you're in the middle of doing a lot of comedy, man, on the Night Shift tour right now. Kicked off on July 20th in Canada and pretty much takes you to the end of the year. What's the best part for you, man, about being on the road? You do this a lot. What's one of the best things about being on the road?
Well, you know, traveling is fun. It is fun that I get to go. Oftentimes comedy takes me to cities that I might not otherwise ever go to, you know, and it's like, that's cool. But it is the comedy. I mean, when people go, what are some of your favorite cities to go to? It is always related to how well the show went. You know, if I go to a place over and over again and I don't feel like the comedy is that good or that fun, then that's not, it could be the coolest city in the world. And I don't think it's going to rank high on my list if the shows aren't going the way I want them to go. In contrast, it could be the most boring city in America, but if I go in and it's a hot show, I'm like, that's my favorite city.
I love that, man. Well, I had the chance to catch you in Kansas City near the end of last year. And it was one of the funnest nights I had in a long time. And pretty regularly, a joke you told, or not a joke, you know, just a story pops in my head about someone at the airport asking you about your Kodiak racing hat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. You know what? That joke is not on Wet Heat, but I've started doing that for my new hour. This is what happened to me. I did that joke in Kansas City. A guy pulled out a can of dip in the front row. I don't know if this was the show you were at, but I was doing, and he pulled out a can of dip in the front row. I took it from the guy. I packed it on stage and the crowd went wild. And then I found myself chasing that high with that joke for so long and I was not getting it. I had to quit doing the joke and just revisit it at another time because it took it. It was too good. It was too good. And I never could recapture that moment. I love Kansas City, though. I've been coming there for so long. I love it.
Yeah, it's a good spot.
I don't even
man.
Know how much I've seen of the city, but it's just like I was telling you. I always have fun at the shows, so I love it.
I love that. Can you tell us the for the listeners who weren't at that show with me in KC, can you tell the Kodiak story?
Well, yeah, I got a hat that I love to wear, and it's a Kodiak racing hat. That's Dip. And this lady at the airport goes, she's just some random lady. She goes, "What's your hat say?" And I said, "It says Kodiak Racing." She goes, "Oh, you're a big racing fan, huh?" And I go, "No, I'm a big fan of Dip." And that lady stopped talking to me right away. And then I just go into more about how much I love Dip. And I quit dipping, but I used to. Kodiak Wintergreen was my favorite, and I love dipping. I love packing a can of Dip. And I was in Kansas City. I was motioning. I was doing the packing a can of Dip motion. And a guy in the front row handed me a can, and I packed it on stage. And I think the fact that I actually could pack a can of Dip was exciting for people. It wasn't an act. I mean, I love dipping, and that's why I had to quit, and I can't even play around with it. I can't even do a dip for fun because I feel like it sucked me right in.
I was going to ask you packed the can on stage, but you clearly didn't, crack the can and put a dip
in. No, I love it though. I mean,
Why'd you quit, man?
I quit everything in 2012. I used to drink and smoke cigarettes and dip. And, I would smoke cigarettes until my lungs hurt. And then I would dip while my lungs healed. And I loved it. It was a real rotating thing for me. And I quit drinking and smoking cigarettes in the same day. And then I dipped for 3 days. And I don't know, I think my body just reached a point where I was like, I just feel terrible. So I just kind of had to quit everything and, do a reset. But yeah, man, it was dipping's a blast.
But
I still got a spot in my gums that I feel like it still feels like I've been dipping in there a little bit.
I was gonna say you have a healthy relationship with it. Clearly, you know, you don't regret it. Like, you still love it, man.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that about all things. I mean, I'm a bit of a wreck when I drink, and that's why I quit. But it's fun. I had a great time. I don't. You know, as long as people don't have a problem with drinking, I don't have a problem with them doing it. You know, it's like I get a lot of drinkers at my shows, you know, and it doesn't bother me. You know, I just know I can't do it.
Yeah. Well, listen, I think this is a good conversation about dip because I think it's got this, I don't know. I think people view it in a very negative way. They might think it's gross or whatever, but man, it's pretty cool.
It is cool. And, you know, it can be gross. People can be gross with it. I've been gross with it. You know, when you dip in the same bottle all week, that gets a little disgusting. There's nothing I like more than getting in the car, putting in a dip, going for a drive, listening to my favorite music, and just dipping for a while. I mean, it's beautiful. It's just beautiful.
I'm not looking for a sponsor for the show, but what was your brand of choice?
Well, Kodiak Wintergreen is what I like.
That
the
was
most.
It. All right.
Kodiak was a little pricey, so sometimes I'd go for the Grizzly Wintergreen, because that's the cheap stuff. But Skoll was always a bit dry for me, and Kodiak was real moist. And I also did get into. I don't know, this was a fringe, but Skoll had a sour apple dip that I really liked.
Yeah, I remember that.
But that was Kodiak. Copenhagen was always too fine for me. I needed a long cut.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Now that Grizzly, man, you had to be careful with that because you could see the fiberglass in it.
Yeah, it's wild stuff. But it's, you know, it was like $2 a can and Kodiak was $5 a can. I don't even know what it would be now, but.
Well, listen, as we talk about, you know, touring all over the country and these specials you've done, is there a story that stands out to you as one of your favorites that you've shared from the stage? Besides the Kodiak story.
One of my favorites is an old joke of mine, and it's on an hour that I have on YouTube, but it's, a tornado story that I have about, the weather, you know, when the tornadoes come and you're living in a trailer and the weatherman's like, hey, if you live in a house with a basement, go into the basement. If you live in a house without a basement, go into a bathroom or a small room. And if you live in a trailer park, we want you to go to a neighbor's house or go outside and lay down in the ditch. Yeah. That's one of my favorites because I grew up in a trailer. But, you know, on the Wet Heat album, I have two of my favorite stories that I've ever. Well, actually, there's three of my favorites on there. There's a girl telling me that my glasses look like Jeffrey Dahmer glasses. That's one of my favorites. I have one about, a drinking and driving incident that I had. And then another incident in the car. I don't want to give too much away, but three of my favorite stories are on this new special. And that's why I like it so much. It's like, it's a bit of a bummer to me when you record a new special, because basically those jokes, you basically can't tell them anymore. Yeah. Nobody wants to hear old jokes when they go to a comedy club, but I love telling those stories. So it's like the moment you put it on a special, you're like, dang, that's it.
That's good, man. Do you ever, I mean, listen, you share a lot of stories and you're very open about a lot of stuff on the stage. How often do you think of something and you're like, ooh, I don't think I can talk about that?
All the time. I actually have quite a few family stories that I would love to share, but I love my family and I don't want to, I do share some family stories, but, yeah. There's other stuff that I think is funny. I got an interesting family tree. I got some relatives that I'd love to tell some stories about, but I just can't do it. I got one. I don't even know that I could even hint to what it is, but I got one about a cousin of mine that I'd love to tell, but I think it would ruin our relationship. But I think it's so funny. There's a lot like that. I got even some about myself. I mean, I'm pretty open about some things that I've done, substances and stuff like that. But I have a few stories that I don't really share that I would like to. And I think I will one day. I'm just waiting. But yeah, I mean, I share a lot. But there was a good 14 years of my life where I was living pretty wild. And I'm saving some of those stories.
Right on, man. Well, I know you said comedy, you don't treat it like a launching pad or anything, but what's the next thing for you, man? Like what's the next thing you want to do?
Well, legitimately what my goal is to one day look back and look at all the albums that I've recorded. I have four out right now. Wet Heat will eventually become an album and that'll make five. And I want to look back and just go, man, look at this catalog of jokes that I have and be proud of all of them. Yeah. But, I do have other things in the works. I don't know. I mean, I've worked on, I had a TV deal with ABC at one point that didn't go through. I had one with Hulu and I am working on something right now, working on a TV project. Who knows if it will happen. And I have been loosely working on a book and we'll see what happens. I never know what will happen, but I wouldn't mind having a TV show. That's not my goal. That's not really. But I think there could be some things that I could do in a TV show that maybe I couldn't do on stage that I could. So there's something fun about doing that, bringing something else to life. As long as it's creative, as long as it's funny, I'm into it.
Right on, man. Dusty Slay, thank you so much for being here tonight, man. It's always so great catching up, and especially when we're celebrating a new special. Listeners, go watch Wet Heat on Netflix. Catch up on everything in Dusty's world at dustyslay.com. And, man, hopefully we can have you back on the show soon. You're welcome back anytime. Hopefully I'll see you in KC one day soon.
Well, thank you very much, and I can't wait to come back to KC. I love coming there.
That wraps up this episode of Loudwire Nights on Demand. Stay caught up with everything happening in the world of rock and metal on the Loudwire app and at loudwire.com.